It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Larry, how are you doing today?
I am doing just fine. Had a wonderful walk this morning. Nice, cool temperatures, clear sky. Same way with yesterday afternoon. It was a clear sky. But anyway, we're down to the last week now of April, and the temperature so far for the month has been pretty close to normal. And so we'll see if it continues for the last week. We reached a high temperature for the whole month. It happened this week on Wednesday when the Weather Service recorded 63 degrees. Other places, I'm sure, had a lot warmer than that. But it was very windy, a great day for a lot of evaporation. So then we'd had some rain this week. We have some snow this week. And so we'll see how's it going to end up. I don't think we're going to get much more snow, if any at all. But the rain is in the forecast, and we could certainly use some. We are now reaching the time of past 14 hours of daylight. And this week, we will start having sunrises before 6 o'clock in the morning. So, yes, the days are getting very long. And with this, of course, there's a lot of migration. I thought the migration this past week was just terrific. We had migration of raptors going on. That's the bald eagles, red-tailed hawks, broadwing hawks started to show up this week. Sharp-chinned hawks, turkey vultures, all those migrating in some very, very big numbers. And then, of course, there were all the water birds I have seen in migration this spring so far. I've seen 10 kinds of ducks, along with geese and swans, and cormorants have been reported, mergansers and shorebirds, various different kinds of sandpipers and sandhill cranes. Those are all birds that have migrated. And then there's a lot of the songbirds that are showing up. This week I had some great sightings of hermit thrush, bluebird, robin. Those are all migrants, and various kinds of sparrows, especially tree sparrow and song sparrow. Still some juncos passing through. Tree swallows have shown up. Flycatchers, most noticeable with the phoebes, a warbler, yellow-rump warbler. Now, it's interesting to see those last three that I just mentioned. Tree swallow, phoebe, and yellow-rump warbler are all mostly insect eaters. Now, where do the insect eaters go when it gets chilly? Well, they go to some places that are a little bit warmer. Water temperatures don't change as quickly as the air. So therefore, the water temperatures might be a little warmer, and there might be more insects around the water. And I saw that this week with both the warbler. I saw it with all three of them. In addition to that, the yellow-bellied sapsuckers are loud with drumming every day. We see flickers. Various blackbirds are coming across in migration. So a lot's happening. Now, as we finish up the last week of April, I'm going to be looking for more warblers to show up and perhaps a few more kinds of thrushes. In addition to that, I've been watching beavers every day. They've survived the winter, and they're getting ready for whatever the next phase is going to be. Chipmunks have been very active, and I expect any evening now to start seeing bats that survive the winter. Speaking of survive the winter, I saw turtles this week, even a few that were basking out in the sun on Wednesday. Snakes I haven't seen yet, but I have been people tell me about them. And then I visited some frog ponds this week and heard the wood frogs and the chorus frogs. I'm sure spring peepers were there too. One of the interesting sightings I had this week happened to be of an insect, and that was a green darner dragonfly. Green darner dragonflies are a very large dragonfly, but what makes the sighting of them so unusual is that they are migratory. And they migrate to the southern states for winter, coming back early in the season. And that's what I happened to see. I also saw what might have been a bumblebee. The bumblebee and the green darner dragonflies are both things we start to see in April. The green darner dragonfly is a migrant, and the bumblebees will hibernate. And they will be starting to show up soon, too. And this week when I was sitting outside, I got visited by a couple of mosquitoes. The mosquitoes that are out this time early in the year are mosquitoes that as adults will hibernate, and they're not that really abundant. The ones that go through the metamorphosis of the water, they're not yet out, and they will be. Among the trees, the catkins of aspen, willow, alder, and hazel are still very obvious, and there are flowers now showing up on the red maple. If you see some red maples, you see these buds, get a close look. Could be the male or female. The female red maples tend to be more red than the male. I found the first spring wildflower of the woods. I found that this week. and that was Hepatica in bloom at Jay Cook State Park. I have never had an exception. The first woodland spring wildflower is always Hepatica. Soon it's going to be joined by Spring Beauty and Bloodroot and a number more of them, but it's always good to note that first one. And, of course, there's plenty of greening going on. All you have to do is take a look at some of the lawns, and you'll see plenty of greening. Now, if this forecasted rain happens, we are going to see a lot more greening. So, anyway, it's going to be an interesting time. And, yes, hard to believe we're almost to the month of May. So, take care. Bye.
Thanks, Larry. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.